Can I mean, I don't know how many of you ever had an opportunity, and I'm not talking about somebody who's a professional speaker or a true churchman. I'm talking about a regular member who's had to do a welcome or something like that. Haven't done that for the first time. You know, anybody ever had to do that response, something like that? I'm talking to you right now. How many times when you found out you had to do it and you accepted it, did you go over your little speech in the mirror? Catch the dog, the cat, listen to this. Cause the family just kept running it like they got tired of hearing it. But you kept going over and over and over till you felt comfortable with it, till you felt like, and you didn't, you know when you really got comfortable with it? When you had done it already. And then you probably weren't comfortable with the results of it. But up until then, you practiced and rehearsed and you went over and over trying to get it right. That's if you had any consciousness about what you are and who you are and what you do.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. 0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
God bless you in greetings and that all-powerful blessing in healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, Apostle James Broadnax. And I am absolutely excited about what God is doing through this miracle-working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord Jesus is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings, blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. The Word of God says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. You see, it is the will of God for the child of God to prosper in every area of his or her life. Now listen to me very carefully. I want to give you a personal invite to meet us here at 4210 South MacArthur Drive. That's the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. God spoke to me and he said, now you have traveled around this world, but I want you now to plant and to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church here in Alexandria. Our first service will be July 31st at 10:30 a.m. And I want to give you a personal invite to meet us in that powerful worship service on July 31st at 10:30 a.m. That is the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive. The zip there is 71302. Now, listen to me very carefully. This Word of Faith Church is a teaching church under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Paul said, my preaching is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but is in the power and in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you that I believe in the miracle-working power of Jesus Christ. I believe, according to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. James Broadnax, what are you saying? I'm saying the same Jesus that walked those dusty roads of Galilee. He is the same Jesus that's ready to work a miracle in your life today. The same Jesus that sat at the marriage feast in Cana of Galilee and told them to fill the pots with water. And they filled them to the brim. He said, now draw out to drink. Just like that, that water was turned into wine. And when they took that to the governor of the feast, he took a sip and said, y'all have changed the order of the party. Y'all bring out the good stuff at first and get everybody drunk, and then you bring the worst. But for some reason, y'all have saved the best for last. That was the first miracle that Jesus wrought there in Cana of Galilee. So I want you to know that I believe the same Jesus is still working miracles today. So I want you to get ready to meet us in this blessed worship service on Sunday, July 31st at 10:30 a.m. And after that, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. will be a powerful worship service. Yes, James Broadnax, pastor of the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. Well, I want to take you into some of our miracle-working blessing crusades. I want to build your faith. I want you to hear how ordinary people are being blessed and how ordinary people are testifying and bragging on nobody but God through the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. You could be the next one bragging on God just like this.
Because we serve a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ever ask or think. We planted a seed, and there was an opportunity came up, and when I saw the opportunity, I said, I'm like, why can't nobody else see this opportunity? And it was so apparent to me, and God showed me exactly how to present it to the company, how to market it, how to package it, the whole nine yards. And I'm standing here to tell y'all that on Wednesday, God gave me and my wife our own business. Okay, He gave us our own business on Wednesday. We closed on our house on Thursday, and my last day on my job was on Friday. Hallelujah! Now this is the God that we serve. This is the God that we serve. And if you don't want to praise Him, I'll praise Him for myself. I'm telling you what I saw for myself. I'm telling you, I saw it. I saw it. Just praise your way through and keep giving and trust in the men of God. Amen.
Well, praise God, hallelujah. That is the power of prayer, faith, and prophecy. Jesus told us in St. John chapter 14 and verse 12, the works that I do, greater works than these should you do, should James Broadnax do, should the preacher do, because I go to the Father. Well, I believe the Word of God, and I believe that through the prayer of faith, God will heal you everywhere that you hurt. I believe through the prayer of faith, God will prosper you financially. This is what I believe. I believe the Word of God. Jesus told us in Mark chapter 13 and verse 31, you ought to read it sometime. Jesus said that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not. And then Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 40 and verse 8 that the grass withered and the flower faded, but the word of our God, it shall stand forever. I must tell you once again, according to the word of God in Hebrews 13 and verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I want you to know the same Jesus that walked those dusty roads of Galilee, the same Jesus that those two blind men followed Him and crying out, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." And He turned and then He asked them, "Do y'all believe I'm able to do this?" And they said, "Yea, Lord." And He touched their eyes right on the spot. 20/20 vision. Yeah, the same Jesus is ready to work the miracle that you need in your life. And the good news is this. Meet me Sunday, July 31st at 10:30 a.m. That's going to be our church dedication and celebration. And then we'll be having worship services every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Non-denomination. All are welcome. Yes, house of prayer for all people. And the good news is this. You could be the next one bragging on God just like this.
Just anointed with that oil.
Anointed with that oil.
And the pain just went
away. Just went away. Hallelujah.
Somebody clap those hands and give God praise. Come on, dear. What happened to you?
I want to praise God for my shoulder pain this morning. I've had it for a couple of days.
So when you came here with shoulder pain for at least 2 days.
And it's gone.
And I never laid hands on you.
No, sir.
Just through the preaching of the word of God. And the Holy
Spirit. It's gone.
And you can move it?
It's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
Oh, somebody give God some praise.
And my blood pressure was like 220 over 120. Before I came to service, I had a real dizzy headache, and after he prayed and everything, it just went away, and I haven't had any dizziness since, and I thank God for that, and I thank you for praying.
So God gave you a
miracle. Yes, he did. And I'm going to tell it from now on, because I mean, I've been having a lot of problems, and now I don't have the problem at all, and I thank God.
Now, how you feeling?
I'm great.
Tell us what happened to you when you came to
I've had osteoarthritis bad in both knees for the last 5 years, and I've been set free.
And now you're here.
And, my knees are fine, because when I've been down there, it hurt real bad.
It's not hurt?
But not anymore.
You walk on them? You can run on them? Well, go on down through there. Oh, you're bending down. Okay, pick them up. Let me see. Hey.
I'm not used to running.
You're not even, you couldn't run?
I couldn't run.
You couldn't do even that fast what you just?
No, and I'm like, I didn't know how to run.
Woo!
So long.
Josh, she said it'd been so long she had forgot how to run. But look at her picking those legs up and giving her Jesus some praise. Did nobody do it but?
Jesus.
My first name is Janice, born and raised in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The night you was here, you called up everyone for prayer for cancer and everything. Well, they had diagnosed me with cancer in my breast.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point I had to wear like little breast pads because my breasts be leaking.
Mm-hmm.
And when you prayed for me, it felt like a burning sensation was going through my breast. And I just thank God, because today and after that night of service, I don't have to wear no pads inside my bra. And let's just give God all the honor and glory.
When Apostle Brodnax pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Barnett. This, my name is Sister Maddie Moore. You went to Pastor Jackson Church here in Brooklyn, and you prayed for me for my hepatitis C. And I want to tell you, praise the Lord, that my hepatitis C is gone and my liver is healed. Praise the Lord. Maddie Moore, you was at Pastor Jackson Church. Yo, Maddie Moore. And I thank you so much, and praise the Lord, and God bless you and your congregation and your family and wife. Oh, but that is my testimony. God healed me from hepatitis C, mad and more. God bless you.
Said that I was going to come up here and testify, so each time that I would come, I wouldn't come up here.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight I said I'm going to do it. Pastor Cynthia brought me here one night.
And it's Pastor?
Yeah, in Owen.
And all right, amen.
Brought me here, and you was here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just got out of the hospital. They said my condition was a rare heart fibrillating.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time I had went in there, they said they couldn't stop it. It was beating just like a drum, it wouldn't stop. And they said I was threatened a heart attack, a stroke, or all that. And the Lord allowed you to call me out, and it felt like explosions was going in my chest.
Ooh,
I couldn't walk from here to here, and I couldn't breathe good. It just a terrible feeling. But that night you prayed for me, I ain't been back to hospital since.
Woo! Somebody clap those hands and give him praise.
You deserve the glory.
Well, beloved child of God, we are almost at the close of another broadcast. This is your host, James Broadnax,